dead. The trees around him, his parents, his soul, all dead. As he gleamed at the corpses of his family with his gray, stormy eyes, he didn't have any emotions. Not a tear in his eye, not a feeling of sorrow. It was night. Crickets chirping, but other than that, a silence. He held a pebble in his hand as a car arrived, taking him to an orphanage. He sat down thinking about what life is. "I'm so sorry for your loss, hon," said the elderly woman driving the car. "I'm sure you'll feel better in your new home." After 30 minutes or so, they arrived. "Here it is," she said, "your new home."